You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Good Saturday. Hey, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. It's Landon coming at you live from Lifeline. Boy, if that didn't get you going, huh? Talk to me. Listen. Call somebody, wake somebody up, tell them tune in, say, listen, this program's called Lifeline. This dude's a little bit off the chain, but man, he preaches good. Listen, we're going to have some fun today in the Lord. We're going to learn some good stuff. We're going to learn how to love God. First of all, we're going to learn how to love God. We're going to learn how faith works with love, the characters of God. I'm going to teach you some stuff. I'm going to open your eyes to some good truths today, I promise you. Call somebody now and say, listen, man, get up, get your coffee going, slap yourself around. You could use this. Hadn't had your old butt in church for how long? Well, at least get up and tune in through the web. WCNO.com. Call somebody. You got to have a friend, enemy. Get your dog up. I don't care. WCNO.com. WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast. You're in right now. If you happen to miss it, or if you're listening in your car or your whatever and you hear some stuff you like and go, man, I didn't really catch all that. You know, sometimes I get fired up in the Holy Ghost and talk way too fast. Anyway, it's my fault. But look, here's what you do when you get home or whatever. WCNO.com. Click on the official site. Little calendar pops up. Or first, just pick on demand. Well, WCNO.com, official site, on demand. You're riding with us. You can figure it out from there. Little calendar pops up. Pick today. It's very easy. Program's called Lifeline. Lifeline. We want to draw the line. We want to stop the division between you and God. Okay, no more chasms. No more gap between you and the Father. No more gap between you and Jesus. Intimate relationships, talking to each other one-on-one, getting to know each other, becoming best friends, being reunited with your Savior, being reunited with God Almighty. So we're going to draw that in and close that and give you a line back to God so you can have life. It's simple. It's a lifeline. Excuse me. And it is live. You get what you get, baby. Listen, you can call up. I want to pray for you. I'm glad to pray with you. I'm glad to reunite you with your Father, man. It's the best thing ever happened to me. Okay? So don't be afraid to call here. If you have some testimony about something God did that's just unreal and you want to share it and you want everybody to hear how great God is and it's all about Him and gives Him all the glory, that's fine. Call for that too. If you need prayer, I'm here to reunite you with Christ. I'm here to pray with you, pray for you for situations. If you got a circumstance you don't know how to pray for, whatever, 221-1100. You can call during the broadcast. I am here live. 221-1100. Real easy. Look at the phone. It's simple. Right on top. 221-11. They're right next to you. And then you just come down one time to them zeros. It's so easy. Don't let the devil fool you. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. Listen, out of town, 888-221-8990. You got it? So if you need to call for prayer, whatever, 221-1100. I am here for you. Out of town, 888-221-8990. I will give you an address to support this ministry. You can send your tithe check or send some bonus money, whatever you want to do. If you need to sow into the kingdom, send it here. This is a good place to send your seed. We'll help you. I'll give you all that at the end. Okay? I'll even give you a Gmail where you can get in touch with this. TryLifelineGmail.com. We're going to go over that towards the end. Loving God. Okay? Loving God. How come we don't love God? What's up with that? Oh, we'll say, oh, man, I love God, love God, love God. Get somebody in a pickle and see how much love of God comes out of their mouth. Loving God. If God is love, hang on, let me just go with the teaching. I'm going to get way ahead of myself. I'm so excited about this, man, because I love God. Listen, first of all right, to love God, first of all, you got to know Him in order to love Him. You cannot love something you don't know, okay? Loving someone you don't know is very tough. Until you can learn to love what you can see, it's utterly impossible to love what you can't see. Now, God is a spirit, and this is why people struggle at loving God. You got that? This is why people struggle loving God. They can't see Him. We've been taught through the natural world system, and this is from the foundation when you were a little baby. When you got in school, you were taught that we identify things, we see things. Life is what you see. What you can touch, what you can taste, what you can smell, what you can see. The teachers back then, and they don't know anybody. This is natural education. This is the proper method of it. Well, you're taught that whatever your senses pick up on, that's what it is. Don't believe something unless you can see it, touch it, taste it, smell it, sniff it, whatever. Well, God is the opposite with that. His order in his kingdom is much higher. He says, my ways are much higher than your ways. My thoughts are much higher than your thoughts. So because we've been trained in to think that only what you can touch, taste, see, and use your sense knowledge to acquire information of will only be what is there. If you can't sense knowledge it, it's not there. If you don't sense it, see it, taste it, something, it's not there. Well, that's not true. God is a spirit. This is why people struggle loving God. They don't know him. Okay, you can't get to know him through the method you learned in second grade. To get to know God, you got to come up on a higher level. There's only one way to get to know God, and that's by his word. Jesus said right here, Jesus said in John 8:19, Jesus said, you neither know me nor my Father. If you'd known me, you should have known my Father also. What's he saying? I'm going to show you in a minute. I'm going to prove this to you, but let me go ahead and jump ahead a minute. Jesus is the word. The word and Jesus Christ are one in the same. Okay? Just trust me on this. Jesus said, you neither know me, which is the word, nor my Father. If you'd known me, who am the word, you would have known my Father. So in other words, if you'd known your word, you'd know Father God. If you'd known your word, you would have been known of Father God also. John 1:1 says, in the beginning. So from the foundation of the world, when things were established, when God told the stars, you go here, you hang there, you stay at exactly this latitude, longitude, you stay at this certain atmosphere and all that, they never have disobeyed. The sun doesn't wake up one morning and go, man, I'm just going to rebel. I'm going to go down here to the beach and I'm going to drink a beer and I'm going to go on about my day. You know, the sun doesn't do that. When God, from the foundation of the world, when God puts a principle in motion, gravity is there. Try it. You'll find out. You know what I mean? When God set principles, nothing disobeys the word. It is the final authority from the foundation of the world, everlasting, eternal words, eternal world. His kingdom lasts forever. Whatever he established from the foundation has not changed one iota. We have. Okay? All right? You're not waiting on God. By the way, I don't know what got me off on this, but I'm going to tell you now. You're not waiting. Whatever God's done, he's done, and it's settled in heaven. It's finished. It's accomplished. He's waiting on you. Okay? Listen, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, we just said a minute ago that Jesus is the Word. In the beginning, it all starts by your relationship with Jesus Christ. He is the Word. He was there. He was with God. And he is God. All through Scripture, we hear the term Word of God. Word of God, Word became flesh, Word, Word, and so on. Well, Scripture makes it clear that the Word of God and God are one and the same. Everything done by God is done by him speaking it into existence by his Word. The Word has the final authority over all things. You got that? Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Now, catch this now. Pay attention. Listen. Jesus Christ is the Word of God made flesh. Let me say that again. The person, Jesus Christ, is the Word of God made flesh. How would you like to walk this life right now with him? How'd you like to pick him up? He's in the passenger seat of your car. You guys drive to Carrabba's. I mean, you're with him. You're hanging with Jesus Christ. You're with the Word. Whatever comes up in the course of your day, the Word is walking with you, sitting in your car, going to lunch with you, hanging out with you. Instantly, you can put him on whatever happens in your day. He's right there next to you to put himself on the scene. Something comes up, the Word puts on it. The Word conquers it. You start to get a cold, the Word handles it. You know what I mean? Well, Jesus Christ is the Word of God made flesh. The Bible that you just can't diligently get yourself in the study habit of looking at, that you can't manage your life well enough to find time to spend 20, 30 minutes a day in the Word. Jesus was the Word made flesh. Your Bible is the Word made book. It's made the same, that leather binding or paperback, whatever you got with those pages, it's the Word made written. It's the Word made book. So the Word made flesh was Jesus. The Word made on pen and ink is your Bible. It's the same Word. Catch this morning. If you want to get to know God, if you'll trust me that your Bible is the Word made book, and you'll pick that book up and go, you know what, I got to see, man, either this joker's crazy or he's read that Word so much and he's found so many things to come to pass and so many truths and so much power through what it said. He's watched it manifest and come to life in my own life, in other people's lives. I've seen this living Word work enough that I can come here with boldness and tell you it is Jesus made book. You must get your hands on this. I'm telling you. In other words, Jesus is the Word of God, and the Word of God is Jesus. Vice versa, however you want to look at it. Whatever he said and whatever it says he said is the same thing. It still works today. You can use those same words. They have eternal life. They have power. They have meaning. Jesus made this clear over in John 6:63. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, whether it was when I was made flesh and walked among you talking, or when I was made book and penned myself in the paper so you could find the promises and use them for yourself. Either way, my words in John 6:63 said, the words that I give you, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. What he just said is my words are the God life. You want the God life? My words are the God life. I told you last week what the Bible does, B-I-B-L-E, what it does is build individuals based on life eternal. See, we've been built by the natural education system based on life natural. So we understand the natural concepts. Now, we want to take our natural skills we've learned through the course of schooling and so on, and we want to read the words of God in the Bible, and we want to apply them, but we're going to use natural understanding to do so, and it doesn't work. So you read some scripture, you apply it, you pray for something, it doesn't happen, and you don't understand why. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Here's how it all starts. You get your B-I-B-L-E, you get that book out, the Word of God made book, and it will build you. It builds you individually based on the life eternal found in the Bible. That eternal life will start to remold your thinking on a level and a playing field of understanding and knowledge on something that you can't get from this natural world or that hasn't been taught to your intellect. It builds you on a level that is higher than this world's education can ever take you or any other kind of acquired knowledge. This wisdom is far above and is found inside the Word of God. Remember, Jesus just told us in John 6:63, my word is spirit. My word is the breath of God, is what he just said. That's what that means. And it is life. You got to get that. You're not reading it to find life. It is life. You might not know that at first. You'll read it and read it and read it and read it, and one day the life in the Word will take hold of you itself. When the life of the Word begins to light and illuminate your spirit, and all of a sudden the light bulb goes on spiritually, the life found in the Word itself takes over and begins to work. The Bible says God upholds all things by the word of his power. Word of his power. That's because the Word has life in it itself. From the foundation, okay, when Jesus walked up on that utter darkness, black, nothing to draw from, nothing to pull from to make light, he spoke and said, let there be light. He didn't say, let there be light next month. Let there be light on Valentine's Day. He said, let there be light. Instantly, everything in the universe, every principality, every power, everything lined up and light was there right then. Right then. So the words of Jesus or the Word of God gives us the ability to live a God breath life. Man, I hope y'all listen this morning. Wake up. You hear me? You have the ability. You have the, say it. Say, I have the ability to live a God breath life. Now say this. Say, starting today, I will live a God breath life. A life spoken into existence by God with words that are eternal spirits. Listen, when God speaks a word or decree over something, nothing has the power to stop it. Nothing. Every principality, everything. It's all made by him. When you are the maker, I don't care what it is you bring up as a subject. It was made by him, so it's under his authority. God said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Heaven and earth shall literally pass away. But my words, they'll never pass away. Never. Now, to get to this word of God's power, the word that lasts for all eternity, the first prerequisite is you must love the Lord your God with all your heart. That's it. It's not hard. It's sound. Your flesh goes, wait a minute, because when I say you must love something with all your heart, we see love as a natural value. We see it as the lust, as the passion, as the feeling. When we fall in love with something, we fall mushy and feeling weird, and we think weird because it has come in our eye gate or whatever it is, and it's taken over our emotional senses. That's not what he's talking about. He says, here's the first commandment. Jesus said, this is the first and foremost commandment. Love your God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength. Okay? That's a commandment. Remember, he said this is the first commandment, not the first feeling. So the commandment is get to know God enough that you can love him. When you get to know him, you will love him. God is truth. God is love. Let me hold on, Landon. What are you talking about? Listen. As a whole, we all struggle with loving God, giving your whole heart to God. I want to love God with all my heart, right? With all my soul, with all my spirit, with all my mind. Here's what you need to know. God is love. God doesn't look like love. He's not the example of love. When you get to know him, you get to meet love. You start to learn to love. When you know, he is love. If you want to love in and of love itself, if you want to love because love backs you, because you have the power of love, because now love is unconditional, you can love anything and anybody, regardless of what they're going through, regardless of what they look like, you got to get to know God because God is love. Love is God. 1 John 4:8 says this. It says, for God is love. He is it. He is the character of, the authority of, the one that carries the attributes of. He's the one that makes it manifest in your life. If you want love to work, you got to know God. It's impossible to love without him. He is love. You can take the two words and twist them. You can substitute the word love for God or the word God for love. For God is God. For God is love. It's the same thing. 1 John 4:16 says God is love. He that dwelleth, this is he or she. When the Bible says he, by the way, if you go back and research that in the Greek, it always means mankind. It means mankind. Okay? God is love. He that dwelleth in love. Oh, here we go now. So we have to continue. We have to ETH it. We have to do the King James. ETH is why I love it. He that dwelleth in love. So he that continues constantly in love, that's always dwelling there in God, right? It says God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him. What kind of person would you be if you dwelled in God and God dwelled in you? God is love. 1 John 4:16. And the person that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. So you could say the person that dwelleth in God dwelleth in love and God in him. You could twist. It's the same thing. God is love. He doesn't look like. He doesn't act like. He is it. Let me give you some understanding on what happens when you come to know love, which is what? God. Thank you. Deuteronomy 7:9 says this. Know therefore. Bible says all the time, don't say guess. And don't say what we think. It says, know therefore. Be 100% certain. Be sure of, therefore, that the Lord thy God, he is God, for one. He is it. He's God. He's the king of what? Kings. He's the Lord over what? Lords. Nothing that lords you or kings you has authority over this king or this lord. Therefore, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God. What's that mean? That means when you pray, it actually works. That means when you need a healing, it actually comes forth. That means when you need a miracle in your life, you can get it from this God, from Jehovah God, from God Almighty, from the God of the Bible, from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can get these things because know therefore, Deuteronomy 7:9, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, not a faithful God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and keepeth mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments. You'll notice in scripture all the time, to God, loving him is keeping his word, guarding it, looking at it, reading it all the time, meditating on it, having it in your mind, being spiritually minded, constantly everything that comes up in your daily walk, in the natural walk, you weigh everything based on what the word says. Everything in the course of your day, every step you take and every move you make and everything you say, you weigh with the word and how the word would have you respond to this situation, not how the world would have you respond. You have to be richly dressed with the word. You have to be richly endowed with the word in order for your computer upstairs in your brain there to think wordly, not worldly, W-O-R-D, wordly. To think like the word, you must be endowed with the word. You're going to have to get to know this word if you want to get to know and love God. Joshua 23:11 says this. It says, take good heed to yourselves. Nobody's going to do it for you. Mama's not going to hold your hand. It says, you take good heed to yourself. You guard your heart with all diligence that you love the Lord your God. Take good heed to yourself that you love the Lord your God. Now, when you get to know and love God, who is the word of life, nothing shall be impossible for you. When you get to know God, who is the word of life, remember, Jesus, the word made flesh. Your Bible is the word made book. Yeah, you got all the God you need if you'll trust me and get in this thing and realize this book is the word of God. It contains words that are living. It contains promises that come to pass because they have the authority over everything in this natural world. Some of these promises, all these promises, actually, excuse me, in this Bible, when you find them and apply them properly, trump everything in the natural. Now, when you get to know and love God, who is the Word of God, nothing shall be impossible for you. Remember, everybody wants to have faith. Well, the Bible says that faith worketh by love. Oh, man, wait a minute. That's why my prayer didn't work, huh? Yeah. That's why my faith isn't moving, huh? Yeah. That's why these finances haven't come into the church like I thought they would. Yeah. Because you love some of the folks. You love your selected group, but you don't love the body. I'm not going to get off on that right now. You guys can call me to your church, by the way. You can always contact me through that trylifeline@gmail.com. I'll come to your house. I'll come to your church. I'll come to anywhere to teach for you. Listen, remember, everybody wants to have faith. Well, the Bible says that faith worketh. The activating ingredient, the motor behind, the driven force to make your faith work is love. In order for you to receive the word of God at the level it was intended, you'll have to have faith in God. Uncompromising, unwavering belief that what he said in his word stands, period. Nothing can come against it. You will have to have faith in God and his word. The Bible says faith comes to you by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So here we go. Now we see, okay, well, wait a minute. Now, Jesus was the word made flesh. If the Bible's word made book, then I understand now. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and the only way I can ever learn to hear from God is by reading his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Again, God's word changes everything. Did you know that Romans 5:8 says this? It says, but God commendeth his love towards us. This is God showing you how much he loves you, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 8:28, all things, because he did that for us, all things now work together for the good to them that love God. Well, how do I do that? You got to get to love his word. If the word is God, if God is the word and the word is God, if I get to know this word, I'll get to know God. When you start to get to know this word, because this word is life, when this word comes in you, the life of the word itself will build you up in a spiritual person. Your inner man will come up into a kingdom you didn't know existed. God will open your eyes then and begin to show you the kingdom. And as you see how the authority of the Word of God works in God's kingdom, it'll start to manifest and become in your life just like everything else. It'll become real to you. It'll manifest where your sense knowledge now gets to come in contact with what's going on in spirit, and you can see the spirit working in your life. It is tremendous. I am surprised somebody hasn't called and said, man, give me some of this life. 221-1100. Give me this life. 221-1100. I want this life. 888-221-8990. Ephesians 6:23 says, listen to this. Peace to you, brethren, and love with faith. Notice that? It always puts them together. If you want your faith to work, you got to have love. Peace to you, brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Where does that come from? That comes from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 2:2 says this, that their hearts might be comforted being knit together in love. And listen, I'm going to leave you with this so I can give you the call letters and give you where to send your money and all that kind of stuff. Listen, that their hearts might be comforted being knit together in love. See, the body of Christ was meant to be comforted by being knit together in a oneness by love. By love. Now, unto the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Listen to that again. That their hearts might be comforted. See, we'll have a comforting spirit, a comforting heart, being knit together by love. Unto how much? All riches of the full assurance of understanding. That's what we need. That's why I'm going to leave you with Colossians 2:2. If you'll get in your word, if each person will take the responsibility to get in there individually and let the Bible build you up, it builds individuals based on life eternal. Everybody take responsibility this week. Get in your word. Start to let the word work on you. We will become one by the love of God. And when that happens, all the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God will manifest to each one of us. That way we can, as one, come together finally. The body of Christ can be joined and the power of God can flow. I love you. This is Landon. I'm signing off for Lifeline, but let me go ahead and give you some call letters and stuff. Here's the deal. Send your money this week. I want to see some tithe coming in. Send me 10, send me 20, send me something. I have to pay for this every week. God is faithful. I believe and trust God to prick your heart to say, you know what? I'm going to sow into this ministry. Lifeline's doing a good thing. They're helping people, man. P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. That's Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. One more time. Send your tithe or send your extras or whatever to Lifeline. Send me your gift, whatever you want to do. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. I have free counsel for you. I have free godly counsel for you at trylifeline at gmail.com. Just trylifeline. Trylifeline at gmail.com. Trylifeline at gmail.com. Dr. Bob is retired. He's been in this word for 640 years. No, I'm just playing, Dad. Listen, he's been in this word, I don't know, 50 years or whatever. He understands God. He'll pray about whatever he'll sit with God and get answers from God for your specific situation. I've seen him interpret dreams. I mean, he hears from the Spirit of God. You need to be using my dad. He is faithful. He walks the walk. He talks the talk. He's the real deal. Trylifeline at gmail.com. Send your tithe, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. You got it? You got it? Now listen, you can still catch us. WCNO.com, click on demand if you miss this. I expect to see some emails come in, okay? I expect to see emails come in, trylifeline at gmail.com. I want to help you. We want to help you. And listen, it's not too late to call, man. God is real. He wants to move into your life. Somebody call here now, 221-1100. This life is for you, 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. Pick that phone up, start your new relationship with God today. This is Landon for Lifeline. I love you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.